Welcome back to the show. It's Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, it's part three in our series paying tribute to the heroes of the blues, a set of 36 trading cards issued by Yazoo Records back in 1980. Coming up in this hour, we'll be featuring lots of great music from the last six heroes in the deck, and in particular, it's hard to imagine the set being complete without hearing from the next two musicians. At card number 32, Memphis Minnie is the only blues woman to make the cut, and number 31 brings us around adult blues legend Son House. His card reads as follows. The possessor of one of the blues' most powerful voices, Eddie James Son House, abandoned preaching for music around 1927 while living in his native Lyon, Mississippi. His friend Charlie Patton arranged for his 1930 recording debut, which resulted in 9 titles. Later, he worked with Willie Brown and recorded for the Library of Congress before moving to Rochester, New York in 1943. Despite the brevity of his career, he was an influence to such famed bluesmen as Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters. Coming up next, we'll hear a pair of sides from Memphis Minnie, and starting things off will be 3 sides from Son House. Lovey Camp Blues, cut for the Library of Congress in 1941, will kick things off. It features Fiddle and Joe Martin on the mandolin, Leroy Williams on the harmonica, Willie Brown on guitar, and Son House in the lead on guitar and vocal. All of that's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
On every pity, she would be standing at the landing crying. Land and cry. Said, why don't that big boy hurry? I said, bring on that man of mine. Well, down the river, you hurry, hear that big boy when she blows. Check. I said she couldn't use me no more. I'm going away. I'm going to stay a great long time. Oh, I'm going to stay a great long time. Coming back, honey, until you change your mind. Oh, don't make me bad when a good Lord son go down. Ooh, I say when a good Lord son go down. Said he don't have a soul, boy, to throw his arms around. Thank you.
Thank you. drive me downtown. Says he drives so easy, to be riding these goods around. So I'm gonna steal me a pistol, shoot my chauffeur down. Well, I must buy him, well, I must buy him a brand new VA, a brand new A4. And he won't need no passengers, I will be hello. Yeah, take it away. He can be my little boy. Yes, I'll be him good.
Just only thinking of you.
when the sun goes down, it's goodbye, goodbye. That's all I'm got to say. Goodbye. That's all I'm got to say. To see you again some more long someday when the sun goes down.
And some killer stuff there from Memphis Minnie. When the Sun Goes Down is her treatment of the old Leroy Carr evergreen and features alleged husband number one, Casey Bill Weldon, on slide guitar, with Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals, along with the late great Black Bob on piano. Ahead of that, we heard Me and My Chauffeur, one of her biggest hits, dating from a 1941 recording session and featuring husband number three, little son Joe, on second guitar. A widely influential blues artist, her card reads as follows. Born Lizzie Douglas, Memphis Minnie learned guitar around 1908 at age 11. She lived and played in the Mississippi Delta before moving to Memphis in the late 1920s and forming a partnership with Kansas Joe McCoy, who became her husband. Between 1929 and 1941, she was one of the most prolific blues recording artists, producing over 150 sides and garnishing bestsellers like Bumblebee Blues. She died in 1973. Ahead of that, we heard three sides from Sun House. Clarksdale Moan comes from an extremely rare Paramount 78 that was only found a few years back, while Walking Blues, featuring Willie Brown on second guitar, is an unissued outtake from his Paramount session in 1930. Started off with one of his recordings for the Library of Congress, Levee Camp Blues, from the summer of 1941. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're wrapping up our tribute to the heroes of the blues. Coming up next, we've got two more exciting Mississippi blues legends on tap for you, and that would be Tommy Johnson and Mississippi John Hurt, both of whom made just a handful of recordings. Tommy Johnson was a somewhat tragic figure whose recordings were highly influential, while the handful of 78s that Hurt made back in 1928 were enough to cement his reputation for a lifetime. His card is number 33 in the Heroes of the Blues, and it reads as follows. Hurt was born in 1894 at Teaneck, Mississippi, and raised in nearby Avalon. After learning guitar in 1903, he developed the unique three-finger picking style that made him a folk favorite 60 years later. Never a professional musician, Hurt rarely traveled before or after recording 12 titles for OK in 1928. His belated rediscovery helped launch a blues revival and earned him wide acclaim before his death in 1966. We'll hear three sides from Tommy Johnson and three sides from Mississippi John Hurt, starting things off with Avalon Blues. All of that's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
In New York this morning, just about 9:30. At New York this morning, just about 9:30. Thought of my Marin album, couldn't hardly keep from crying. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty Marins and Avalon, want me there all the time. Throwing kisses and waving at me. When the train left Allen, throwing kisses and waving at me. come back, Dad, and stay right here with me. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Put in mamas and Avalon, sure will spin your chain. It's a good town, but it's not for mine. New York's a good town, but it's not for mine. Went back to Allen, yeah, where I put him on all the time. How my baby treat me, nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me, nobody's business but my own. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, gonna grab my gun, kill my baby, nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me, nobody's business but my own. Some of these mornings, gonna wake up boozy, gonna grab my gun, gonna kill old Susan. Nobody's business but mine. Going back to Princey Cola, gonna buy my baby money molder. Nobody's business but my own. Say, baby, you get that letter or you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. These mornings gonna wake up crazy, gonna grab my gun, gonna kill my baby. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own.
Candy man. He got the cannon just 9/8
ain't long. He sells as fast as a hawk and chew his cone. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Johnson said she always takes a candy stick to bed. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Don't stand close to the candy man. He'll eat a big candy stick in your hand. It's the candy man. It's the candy man.
Mama, low, sun gonna shine. My back to Sunday. And even goes to my blues over here.
If I don't get done. said, no. Lord, I wanna fall in love, don't you? But I can't do nothing but hang my head and cry. Baby, but I ain't coming, yeah, no.
All right, great stuff from a true Mississippi blues legend, Tommy Johnson. That last one, Sliding Delta, comes from a 1929 recording date with Paramount Records up in Grafton, Wisconsin. Ahead of that, we heard Maggie Campbell Blues and his signature piece, Big Road Blues, both from 1928. They were recorded for the Victor label in Memphis with Charlie McCoy on guitar and Tommy Johnson on guitar and lead vocal. His card, number 34 in the Heroes of the Blues, reads as follows. An outstanding vocalist whose trademark falsetto was widely copied, Johnson was born around 1896 near Terry, Mississippi. He took up music around 1914 and was influenced by Delta performers like Charlie Patton. His own travels made him a familiar figure throughout Mississippi. Between 1928 and 1930, Johnson recorded a dozen and a half titles, including the oft-recorded Big Road Blues. He died in 1956 of alcoholism. Ahead of that, we heard Three Sides from Mississippi John Hurt from 1928. Candyman Blues, Nobody's Dirty Business, and we started off with the autobiographical Avalon Blues, which would later provide some crucial evidence for his rediscovery some 35 years later. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, it's our third and final installment in the Heroes of the Blues. Coming up next, we're down to the last two Heroes of the Blues, and that would be Bo Carter and piano legend Petey Wheatstraw. The Devil's Son-in-Law, as he was also known, is card number 35, and it reads as follows. Born William Bunch at Ripley, Tennessee in 1902, Wheatstraw moved north in 1929 after living in Cotton Plant, Arkansas. Working largely out of St. Louis, he became one of the blues' most popular vocalists, recording 161 titles between 1930 and 1941. His style of interjecting a fleeting falsetto in the last measure of a verse was the most widely copied blues mannerism of the period. A fatal car accident cut short his career. We'll hear a trio of sides from Bo Carter, and kicking things off will be a pair of titles from Petey Wheatstraw, with a tune called, appropriately enough, Petey Wheatstraw. All of that's coming your way right here on Blues Unlimited.
Now there's Petey Wheatstraw in my people wanna know what you write from. This is Petey Wheatstraw. People wanna know what you write from. Some say I'm very proud in the far distant land. Some say I'm proud on the rising cloud. and I was a good boy. Mama was good all over town. I said I was a good boy. Baby, I was good all over town. Well, I don't see why people try to slam me down. When I first met you, little baby, baby, this is a lie you told. And then when I first met you, baby, this is a lie you told. Said now you can get my money, baby, and I will be made of silver and gold. What are you gonna do, Charlie? You gonna play 5 minutes for money? When you rode your dog like mine. Now what you gonna do, baby? Now when you rode your dog like mine, honey, now you will be wearing I'm not bothered all the time. Now if anybody asks you, baby, and now who can pull this room? Well, now if anybody asks you, my man, who can pull this room? Now, will you please tell Mr. Peter we saw? Well, now he have been here and gone.
When I was down, what make me love my baby? She loved me when I was down. Well, now she was nice and kind. Ooh, well, she did not talk me real wrong. You know the most of women listen to what people say. You know most of the women will listen to what people say. But now you know my brain. Ooh, well, she's just the other way. Now she give me money and kept me nice and clean. I said she give me money and kept me nice and clean. Now I know when I was down, ooh, well, my babe didn't treat me mean. Say just a little bit, boy. As I get through playing it, just beat it out a little bit. Baby, since I'm up on my feet, to my baby. Ooh, well, since I'm up on my feet. Well, now I don't care. Ooh, well, if I never see a woman on the street.
Bumblebee, a stinger just long as my arm. Hey, I'm old Bumblebee, a stinger just long as my arm. I sting every good-looking woman now, everywhere I go alone. Says as I fly around now, I make a beautiful song. Hey, as I fly around now, I make a beautiful song. And everywhere I sing a good-looking woman, says I'll sure win me a home. I'm old Bumblebee, just dropped in your town. It ain't none of these women turn this old Bumblebee down. They're crying, come here, Bumblebee. You know your strut. And you sting me, old Bumblebee, oh, sting her just long enough. What's gonna become of me? What's gonna become of me? Every time I need stinging, I'll hunt this old long sting of bumblebee. Says when I get to stinging, I sing just like I should. Hey, when I get to singing on, I sing just like I should. And the old crying old bumblebee, you know it hurts so good.
Something new, ain't nothing dirty, hard to do about mashing that thing. Oh, mashing that thing. Says I never get tired of, baby Lord, mashing that thing. Oh, the old one's doing it, the young ones too. The old one like the young one, just how to do about mashing that thing. Oh, mashing that thing. Says I never get tired of, baby Lord, mashing that thing. Oh, mash that thing. Oh, mash that thing. Says I never get tired of, baby Lord, mash that thing. I woke up this morning about 4:30. I had to mash that thing just before I go. Oh, mash that thing. Oh, mash that thing. Says I never get tired of, baby Lord, mash that thing. Thank you. try to bring in home just to mash that thing. Oh, mash that thing. Sales will never get tired of, baby Lord, mash that thing. Now you may go, says the Halifax. This I got will bring you back just to mash that thing. Oh, mash that thing. Sales will never get tired of, baby Lord, mash that thing. My baby try to quit me, says sometime. Every time I mash, I'll change her mind. Oh, mash that thing. Oh, mash that thing. Sales will never get tired of, baby Lord, mash that thing.
I've got a brand new lead. All I need is a woman, says to burn my bread. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna die. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now I got the white bowl, my baby got the tub. We gonna put them together, gonna rub, rub, rub. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Go on, let my banana spoil now. Let my banana score now. I can see the way you can on. You don't want my banana no how. Now I got the dasher, my baby got the churn. We gonna churn, churn, churn until the butter comes. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now my baby's got the claw, and I've got the needle. We gonna stick, 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 till we both will feel it. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Let my banana run now. Go let my banana run now. I can see the way you can on. You don't want my banana no how. Now my baby got the meat and I got the knife. I'm gonna do her cutting. This balance of my life. And I'm telling you, baby, sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied.
And some all-time classics there from the one and only Bo Carter. From 1931, we heard Banana in Your Fruit Basket, Mashin' That Thing from 1935, and ahead of that from 1930, I'm an Old Bumblebee. As many have stated, Bo Carter was a master of the double entendre, or when you consider the overt nature of his lyrics, perhaps more appropriate to say, master of the single entendre. In any case, he's our very last hero of the blues, and his card reads as follows. Bo Carter was born Armenter Chapman and was raised in Bolton, Mississippi, where he learned guitar in the early 1900s. Shortly before the 1920s, he joined a family string band headed by his brother, Lonnie Chapman, in which he played a double bass. His career as a street singer was largely imposed by blindness that afflicted him in the late 1920s. Between 1930 and 1940, he recorded over 100 titles, including some of the most sophisticated music found in the blues idiom. Ahead of that, we heard Two Sides from the great Petey Wheatstraw. Although primarily known for his piano playing, he was also adept on the guitar as well. We heard him do Good Woman Blues from 1936, and before that, one called Petey Wheatstraw, recorded for the Bluebird label in 1931.
I used to play slow, but now I'm playing fast. I used to play slow, but now I'm playing fast. Just to see the man it shakes, yes, yes, yes.
And that's all we've got time for on this episode of Blues Unlimited. We hope you've enjoyed this extensive journey through the heroes of the blues. Also available are two companion decks, Early Jazz Greats and Pioneers of Country Music. The text was written by Stephen Colt with illustrations by R. Crumb, published by Yazoo Records in 1980. Minor edits were made to the text as needed for clarity and accuracy. Just a reminder before we go that the mission of the Music Maker Relief Foundation is to help the true pioneers and forgotten heroes of Southern music gain recognition and meet their day-to-day needs. On the web at musicmaker.org. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is dedicated to the memories of Cap'n Pete, Simon Napier, and Mike Ledbetter. It's produced by the Hawaiian Boogie Disease Radio Network and is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, on the web at prx.org. For the last word tonight, we'll hear from Petey Wheatstraw with one called The Shack Bully Stomp. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Blues Unlimited.
I think it's time now to stop my rambling way. I'm on the line, you bet. Well, I'm on the line, you bet. I got something new that I ain't never told you yet.